As we discussed in our last podcast, the lane bordering Sproutston and Old Catton in Norwich in Norfolk is one of the many homes of a spectral presence known as the White Woman Ghost. For this April 1st special edition of Hallowed Histories, we visited the junior school nestled on the most haunted of streets. For obvious reasons, the name of the school and the name of our special guest will be redacted. This is done to ensure that the visitant, as well as any current staff or students of the institution, will be protected from any unwanted publicity, not only from the media, but also from any ghost hunting parties, both of whom have been keen to speak to someone about this phenomenon. We were very lucky that even given warnings not to discuss their experiences with the media, we nonetheless have with us today a teacher who came face to face with the inexplicable. At this time, we'd like to advise our listeners that this episode is quite frightening, and thus may not be appropriate for anyone who is pregnant, suffering from a heart condition, or prone to being easily scared. My name is Richard Shepherd, and it is Hallowed Histories. The first witness to these events we should call Mr. Tudor. This is not his real name, but he insisted if his story was to be told, then he could not have his real name and his career attached to it.
Well, I graduated from City College Norwich of Higher Education, and I was hired as an English teacher. Because it was my first time, I was very keen to do my best. I came to school early most mornings and usually stayed quite late. It was no problem during the early autumn because it was quite light, but as the year went on, it got darker and darker earlier and earlier. I began to feel a different vibe in the halls in the classroom. I remember one day specifically, at the end of October, just before half-term break. I was gathering up my papers and other things I needed to look over, and I was putting them into my satchel when all the lights went off, but not only in my classroom, but in the corridor too. It was a monitor sensor, so at first I wasn't too worried. I just waved my hand in the air as you do, but nothing happened. And then, nowhere, my door slammed shut. I don't know what you're thinking. Between the motion sensors and the winds here in Norfolk, there's a logical explanation for these things happening. But I swear that all the windows were closed and the door of the school was shut for security. And I jumped, as you can imagine, I was startled by the noise. I went to the door to go and see what had happened, and the door wouldn't open. But here's the thing, it wasn't locked. The handle turned just fine. It was the door would not open. It was almost as if someone was pressing it shut. And then suddenly I felt this icy cool feeling down my spine. The air was cold and I could see my breath. And I know it's October and it's chilly, but that is ridiculous. I was shivering. And I've been at the school here in Norwich and I know I can get, we have no air conditioning, but there was no explanation for this cold. Then the door flew open and knocked me into the hall. It was at that moment I saw it. It was almost as if I was looking at the wrong end of a telescope. Everything got so far away suddenly, and at the end of the tunnel there was this figure. It was a misty, almost shadow. I could tell it was a woman. The minute I fell into the hallway, I noticed the air got even colder, but the air began to reek of roses. It was so overpowering. The figure moved slowly towards me and got closer and closer. I got a strong smell and the coldness in the air. I guess I must have passed out because the next thing I remember, I was shaken by Fred, our janitor. I made some excuses I can't remember. I grabbed my stuff and got out of the class. Over the break, I had nightmares of this woman. She waved at me from across the street and I waved back. She ran towards me and then a truck barreled her down. I'd wake up with cold sweats and the smell of roses that I had in the dream. Well, I have to admit, I didn't sleep quite well over that week, and it was Halloween, so the kids were dressed up as ghosts and goblins knocking on my door. That didn't help either. I have to admit, I considered not going back to school after that, but I just bought a dog, and the house I was rented was near the school, and it was pretty expensive, so I had no choice. My first day back, I have to admit, I came right before the bell and left right after the last student. There was no way I was going to be alone there in the dark. On my way back to the car, I ran into the head. She asked me how I was getting on, and if I liked working at the I didn't know what to say. Just the usual. I was getting on fine, and the students were great. At least half of it was mostly true. And I really liked the school. I think the head sensed something, though. She smiled and laughed a little. I could tell she was uncomfortable. She walked me to my car and put my stuff in my boot, and she said, "Best leave before it gets dark. Easier driving, am I right?" But I knew what she meant. I knew that she was really going to warn me about staying off any later than dusk. Now I never do, and I never again have seen anything weird. And the dreams have finally stopped too. Do I think the ghost followed me? Who knows? But all I do know is I do all my grading at home now. And I didn't mention it to anyone recently, and I finally told my girlfriend about it. And she's a massive horror podcast fan. She suggested contacting you guys, you know, tell my story, see if anyone else has anything like this.
Well, that's a pretty good question. Has it happened to anybody else? We here at Hallowed Histories would love to hear your stories if you've ever been visited by something inexplicable. And you can email us at hallowedhistories@gmail.com and let us know. Production of this episode was done by me, Richard Shepherd, research done by Linda Shepherd, and technical support by Stephen Leslie Parks. Look forward to seeing you all again soon. Thank you very much.